Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 83 of Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is Catwoman Goes to College. Wow, sorry.
Ben forgot how to podcast.
Yeah, that's...
I'm Holly.
Silence is golden on a podcast, right?
And today we have with us Amanda's.
Hello.
One Amanda or Amanda's?
She is the Amanda's.
Oh, all of them?
All
She's
the good
every
ones.
Amanda. It's all in her.
Yeah.
And Amanda, as our guest, please tell us who the villain is, because it's a complete mystery given the title of the episode.
How will we know?
And what her villainous plot was.
How will we know?
How will we know? So surprisingly, the villain is Catwoman.
What
the hell are you saying?
And her plan... well, there's a lot of stuff that happens, but I think the overarching plan is that she's trying to steal either the money from these people who are trading cat eye opals.
Right.
Or she wants to get the opals. I gotta be honest with you guys, I'm not super clear on
that. First you get the opals, then you get the money, then you get the women, I think is how that works.
Step three, profit?
Yes.
Okay.
I would definitely let Catwoman be an underpants gnome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that, just any time, man, she is such a good-looking lady.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the, sorry, spoilers, everybody, but at the end of the episode, she sits, like, she manspreads at the end of the episode.
She straddles a pillar type thing.
Yeah, and it's just attractive.
Well, and the whole time, like, her and Batman are eye-boning, like, nobody's business.
Yep.
Oh, and they talk into each other's mouths, and we all know how I feel about
it's
that.
So uncomfortable.
All right.
Also, I did not like them sharing a milkshake. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but...
Okay, but did you notice that when they were sharing a milkshake, and this is something that I noticed...
And she took both straws?
Yeah.
Why did you have two straws then?
She was on one straw, then she was on two straws, then she gave him the straw back, and I was like, fine, I get it. You guys are probably going to make out at some point, but don't...
You guys are probably going to swap spit directly, but this is unsanitary.
Don't give me a spitty straw. Don't give him the spitty straw back.
I would take Catwoman's spitty straw. I'm just saying.
I mean, so would I, but that's not the point here.
The point is watching it is disturbing.
The thing is, well, you know what? You know when I got turned off is when, you know, Catwoman and I are sharing a milkshake, and then she would start talking in my face, and then I'd be like, I'm out. I'm sorry, I can't.
Communication is most effective when you talk directly into the other person's mouth.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's where
correct.
The phrase, putting words in my mouth, came from.
Yeah, that's what that means. Yeah. It's so uncomfortable, guys. It makes me so upset.
Holly, come here.
No, there's no way. You push your mic next to my mic.
That's like...
You hand me your spitty straw.
Here's my spitty mic. Would you like it?
Oh, no.
No.
You.
I'm not actually spitting on the mic, guys.
You bumped into the microphones, which now have to be washed and sterilized.
This is a day full of Willy Wonka references.
Why? Did you reference earlier?
No, you did earlier.
Oh, yes.
Because...
Yes, I am now telling the computer exactly what it can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate, which is what I think, as I've said before, whenever I see somebody furiously typing on their phones.
I, while driving here, heard, I was at a stoplight, and I'm listening to a podcast, so I hear people talking anyways.
Right.
But I hear a shrill voice, and I'm like, what is happening? And I look, and there is probably, she's probably 16, but she looked 8 to me, because, you know. Children.
Damn kids. Blah, blah,
blah. I hate that.
And she
get off my lawn.
Cry screaming into her phone, and I'm like, do you need help? I won't murder you. Then I drove away. But it was like, it was so weird because cry screaming was really disturbing to hear from your car.
So yesterday, yeah. I was at Disneyland and went on the Monsters, Inc. ride at California Adventure.
Oh,
and saw Sully outside of the ride, who's just walking up, start taking pictures. I got in line. So as I'm going to take the picture with him, I give him a hug. In particular, Monsters, Inc. is a super duper like emotional touchstone movie for me. All right, so I give him this hug. We take the nice picture facing the camera. And then I look at the photograph that the woman who was his handler took. And she took a picture of the hug, too.
Aww.
Now, tonight is the anniversary of my dad's death. And Monsters, Inc. was a touchstone movie for him, which is part of why it is for me so much. Never made it to the end without crying. So she gives me back this photograph, and I think it's just the nice one where we're both facing the camera. But no, it's the hug as well. So I had to deal with, like, 30 minutes of me sitting in California Adventure, like, ugly, cathartic, crying over this. And I'm thinking, what must people walking by think? Thankfully, it's in the Hollywood backlot and in the section of it that's not really used for anything, right. So I didn't run into that many people. But I was like, somebody's going to go there. I'm like, what? He's at California Adventure. Why is he bawling like a baby?
Maybe, oh my God, maybe they thought you were lost.
Well, I do cry when I get lost.
Most children do.
I ain't no children. Mm-hmm. At heart.
Yeah, exactly.
When our episode begins...
No, did you have a breakdown of Finding Nemo proportions?
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Like the rest of the day, like, even after I left the park and got home, I was on pretty shaky emotional ground from that.
Sorry, my bad. Mm.
That's okay.
It is just a thing that we deal with.
Yeah. And I was talking with a coworker who... Apparently yesterday was the 10th anniversary of her mom's death.
Hmm.
And we were talking about the fact that, you know, it's fine for days and days and days and possibly weeks and months. And all of a sudden you have a day where it's fresh and raw and horrible.
Mm-hmm. It's like an earthquake and then aftershocks.
Yeah. Or like when somebody who stabbed you 10 years ago comes up and just decides to stab you again for no apparent reason. anyway, when our episode begins, Catwoman is in the process of being paroled to Bruce Wayne's care, which, first of all, score for Bruce Wayne.
Dude, I'm just saying, Bruce Wayne, tap that cat.
Really? Cat?
Woman.
Ah, got it. And then, yeah, I'm...
No, I think tap that cat was appropriate.
It all worked.
Sounds like an X-rated Disney movie.
Like the dirty version of that darn cat?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Oh, no.
No. That is an alley we are not walking down. That is an alley cat we are not petting, guys. I'm on
No,
it.
No. We're heavy petting it. They, what?
Got it.
Yes, there you go. And they, Catwoman is paroled to Bruce Wayne's care.
It's Amanda's, like, head. So sad.
And, and Catwoman announces that the reason she's a criminal is because she dropped out of school. So she's decided to go back to college. Mm-hmm. You seem like you have something you want to say. Oh. Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Bless you.
It was a big sneeze. Sorry, guys. Allergies have been gnarly, right?
Yeah, they have.
Meanwhile, while this is going on,
right? I like the idea of us having a different conversation while Ben just tries to get through the podcast.
That's every goddamn
really
episode.
Really bad. Right? It's been really bad. I woke up like 4 times last night.
Ben, are you still talking about Batman?
Yes. Welcome back to Allergy Cast. They
Allergy Corner with Holly and Amanda.
Snozcast.
Snozcast. Do your snozberries taste like snozberries?
I don't have a snozberry, Ben. That means penis.
Holly said penis.
I did.
Okay.
And I can't wait to take her to dinner again.
Politely ask her to dinner again. You know that story.
So Holly and I, very much like the musical Avenue Q.
Okay, yes. Yes.
At the end of the song, My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada.
Which I really like that song and I like singing that song.
Okay, I know yes, where this is going.
Yeah, the closeted gay character shouts out, and I can't wait to eat her pussy again.
I cannot say these words. Those words will
so,
not.
So, Holly and I agreed that the way Holly sings that lyric is, I can't wait to politely ask her to dinner again.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And chivalrous.
Which
yeah.
I never really thought about it, but now that is just about the best, most innocuous euphemism for that particular act I could possibly think of. You know what? I'm going to call her and politely ask her to dinner. So anyway.
Wait, Amanda was going to say something. What was
I was just going to say, so if, you know, I call you and I'm like, hey, I got politely asked to dinner yesterday.
Then I'll know what happened.
She'll know what happened, but she'll also be uncomfortable.
Yeah, usually.
Yes. Was it a nice dinner?
Did you get dessert?
What does that mean?
What it sounds filthy. Wait, no, I don't think. Yeah, you just get politely asked.
It politely has asked to dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's
you're not actually there.
Right.
At dinner, right.
Right. It's just the act of asking. What's wrong with Ben?
Nope.
Oh, we broke him! Hold on, we gotta do a factory reset.
Hold the home button and the power button together. Or volume down and the power button, depending.
Right,
and
right,
iPhone talk. What?
Nothing.
I was
waiting for you to reboot. Yes.
Rebooting. Buffering.
On Ben's chest. Is that what you said?
I said his face. But oh. Yeah, chest would be more. Well, no, that's where.
Or if I was Batman, somewhere mid stomach area.
Yeah.
Drives me. I was about to say.
Is it batty?
Sidebar. Mm-hmm. Have to say I'm really happy to see that the silky bat panties are still in full force. Just wanted to put that out there.
I like the idea that they would be like worn out and stained by now.
They look really nicely maintained, though. Alfred does a good job.
Do you think it's like, I'm sorry, we're going to go back to adult themes right now, but do you think it's like satin sheets on a porn set? Do you think it's just to throw them out after each use?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Did you not know about this?
Why would I know about this?
Your extensive adult film credits.
No. 0%. I can't say dirty words. That's, what do you think? Yeah. Watch them in actual. No, thank you.
That's why they bring in a stunt cock for you. That's
yeah, that is true.
Anyway, Catwoman's going to college. Meanwhile, while Catwoman's trying to go to college, we're
we haven't even gotten past the first scene, guys.
We are still in the cold open, guys.
Yeah. At the college itself, a statue of Batman is being stolen. This statue is apparently made of styrofoam.
It's the lightest statue I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's not attached to anything.
It's not attached to anything.
No, it's on top of things.
Yeah.
And it's wearing clothing. It is not a statue. It is a giant life-size action figure of
Batman.
It's a mannequin.
It's a mannequin. Yeah.
But what a mannequin. And they steal the Batman statue, and one of the thugs who's stealing the statue loses his hat.
His beanie. It's definitely a beanie.
Yeah, like you were in college.
Yeah, a freshman beanie that all the freshmen get issued.
Yeah,
I just think that we don't understand this reference.
Maybe you think so?
I think this is of its time. And I don't know. I bet they're like, nah, this won't ever.
Yeah, this won't ever go out of style.
No, this will always be a thing.
The timeless freshman beanie.
It was a propeller short of a...
of a good beanie. And they...
That's my new favorite thing to say about anybody.
You're a propeller short of a good beanie?
Yeah. That's amazing.
It was in sincerity in which you said good beanie.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to wear a beanie without a propeller. I'm not an animal. This is when we get out of the cold open. And Commissioner Gordon is now calling... Okay, sorry. Commissioner Gordon's now calling the bat phone. And I thought to myself, first of all, I thought Catwoman was going to be living at Wayne Manor in this episode.
I was really hoping she was.
Yeah.
But when he got the call on the bat phone, I was like, how is Catwoman not going to find the bat phone?
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Like, this is going to be a bitchin' episode. None of that happened.
No.
not even a little bit. Not a bit of it. Commissioner Gordon tells Batman over the phone that there's been strange going on. Like, I love this.
Okay, because guys.
He says it with a slight pause, but no sense of how awkward the sentence is.
Yeah.
Can we just state for the record that the commish was on it today?
You mean like on point or
on point? Drugs? No, mm-hmm. not drugs. He was great.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a little bit, but we didn't have any Chief O'Hara because we had some douchebag from L.A. who I didn't like.
You mean Captain Courageous from Los Angeles?
I was getting there, yeah.
Just
Captain Courageous. So, you know, with the name of a children's show presenter.
Yeah.
Like Captain amazing. Kangaroo.
But when Batman and Robin get to Commissioner Gordon's office, Batman explains that it wasn't just a statue of Batman. They took a perfect mold of his body, which sounded a little creepy to me.
Yeah.
Like he was calling his body perfect. Because I just got it. I just felt like it was a little arrogant. She's like, all right, calm down, Bruce.
No, it reminded me actually of something Data said on Star Trek when he was once asked if he could perform. And he responded that he was fully functional and anatomically correct. That's what I thought of when Batman said they made a perfect mold of his body.
I don't like the idea of android penises.
Do android penises dream of electric sheep? That's what I want to know.
Only the Scottish ones. And I'm Scottish, I can say that. You guys can't say it.
I'm Scottish?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
You can't.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben shrugs.
Don't say it.
I didn't.
I know. You don't seem to care. I'm making a bigger deal out of it than I need to.
I think we should make a bigger deal of it.
I'm sorry.
I think we should get all the college students.
We'll discuss it on Sheepcast. It'll be fine. What? Lanolin talk?
I'm trying to think of Flockcast. I like that one.
How about UCast?
I love UCast.
EWE.
Mm, oh, like it.
Anyway, perfect mold of his body. This is where Commissioner Gordon explains that they found a freshman beanie, size 6 7/8, at the crime scene. Then proceeds to say there are 12,000 freshmen or something like that, mm-hmm. 3,700 something of which wear size 6 7/8 hats. Like, this is really detailed intake paperwork at Gotham University or wherever they were going.
Yeah. Can I just say that I have dubbed this beanie the Cinderella beanie because it was left behind and they're searching for him.
And then Batman does something that the police great. Don't seem to be willing to do, which is actually open up the beanie work. And look for evidence.
With the biggest tweezers I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I those recommend will politely a big pair of tweezers. Those will politely ask you to dinner for sure.
Hey, baby. Want to see my tweezers? Nope. Doesn't work. Doesn't,
yeah. Not gonna. It just makes me think of Tank Girl.
I haven't seen that movie.
Mm-mm. Neither one?
Nope.
No.
Oh. She gets captured and, like, the guy makes some kind of fellatio comment towards her. And she's like, sure, do you have a microscope and a pair of tweezers?
You know this. Amanda, have I told you the name I will use if I ever go into gay porn?
No.
Because I'm going to be the classiest ever. My name's going to be Fellatio Hornblower.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
It See? Is classy.
It is.
It's the fanciest porn name you ever heard.
Yeah.
It is.
Fellatio Hornblower, the deep throat detective. It'll be great.
I like it. You've got a whole persona yeah. picked
oh, yeah.
out already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a backstory.
Wait, what's the other one? The hamster one?
Oh, my... how did this come up? Oh, I remember. We were talking about... I said that way too quickly. It sounded totally fake, but I was trying to remember. Talking about different coffee drinks, and I'm like, if espresso and drip brew is a red eye, and espresso, drip brew, and mocha is a black eye... No, what's a black eye? You guys are coffee drinkers, right?
I don't know.
But whatever a black eye is, I remembered at the time.
Yeah.
And then I went, so is espresso, drip brew, and mocha a brown eye? And that led me... Amanda would not order that at Starbucks.
Oh, no. I'm not asking anybody for a brown eye.
How about one on
ever,
ice?
Ever.
Can I get
ever,
a brown
ever,
eye on
ever,
ice?
Ever, oh ever, God, ever,
no.
ever.
So... We were talking about that became a hamster brown eye private dick, and his business card would read, "When you need a dick, think of brown eye."
Oh. Oh, man. I'm uncomfortable.
You're welcome. And
I've known about this for a while. It doesn't faze me anymore.
I was about to say, I'm pretty proud of you right now.
No, because Hamster Brown Eye is such a good name.
It is.
It, like, I'm like, nah, well, I can work with that.
Hamster Brown Eye sounds equally like a noir detective and also to me like a kid detective in the Nancy Drew sort of.
Oh, yeah. He for sure has a book series.
Yeah.
Greatest YA book series ever.
That time I got banned from writing. That's right. They're like, yeah, but you can't.
Right.
Anyway, we have a freshman beanie, 6 7/8, and Batman finds a hair inside and says that they can use his electronic hair bat analyzer to find out not who the hair belongs to, apparently, but literally everything about the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We then cut to the Eta Beta Lotka sorority.
So a Jewish sorority.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is Catwoman's hideout. And Catwoman's henchmen, who are the oldest freshmen in the history of ever.
Do you, I only caught two of their names, and one I'm not even confident.
One was Brown.
Oh, well, now there's three.
And what were the other two that you caught?
Cornell.
Yeah, it was all Ivy League schools.
Right.
And Penn.
Yep.
Oh, Penn. That's the one I think.
I thought that's what she said, and then I was like, that makes sense, but I wasn't confident that I heard it correctly.
We find out that Batman was completely right, and they are trying to make an imposter Batman.
They're not trying. They're doing it easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I'm like, did you really need...
Well, they just took the clothing off of the
no,
the mannequin.
They said it was plaster clothing.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
But she bless you.
Excuse me.
She's definitely doing some sort of seamstery thing.
Yeah,
yes. Seamstressing.
Seamstressing. So yeah, but I mean, we find out that they're going on one of the college freshman henchmen that are really old.
Yeah.
And she could have just tailored it to him because he's going to be the one wearing it. So it just seems like a lot of work.
And he's really good at doing ADR impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's really good at lip syncing.
Yep.
Although not.
So he does a spot on Batman impression, which is just ADR. And then he goes to try on the costume for fit. And when he comes back out, he's so believable as Batman that he nearly gives Catwoman cataplexy. She's trying too hard. I love you, honey, but you're trying way too hard.
What is that?
Apoplexy. But
okay.
Cat-a-plexy.
Okay. 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 Got Thank it. You.
Yeah, she's trying way too hard.
Yeah, no,
way
I get hard. It.
Yeah.
She then explains that
I thought that was a real word that I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Nope. No. At least I don't think so.
Like if she was gonna need a cat scan.
Right. Or need to steal a catamaran.
Or drive her Cadillac.
Yes, we get to that later. I kind of liked that, though.
I know, I dig it.
She explains that their plan is going to go into motion the next day when Batman and Robin are going to be guest lecturers at her class.
Man.
This is where, I don't have it written down, but I know that you did, and I bet Amanda did, too. This is where Batman and Robin fail at whispering.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not difficult to whisper, guys.
It's really bad.
You know, it's really hard to pick which side of your mouth you cover when you whisper.
No, it's not.
Do you hide it from the person you're talking to? Or do you hide it from the entire class you're trying not to have hear you?
The idea of whispering is to make it as difficult as possible to hear you. So this would be the opposite technique from speaking directly into somebody's mouth. You're blocking yourself from the person you're talking to so that they really have to pay attention. It's like a game.
You know, I would agree with you if they weren't also speaking at full conversation volume as they were whispering. Like, not even the Alfred stage whisper. This is them talking.
This is us talking right now, and this is us whispering also right now.
Yes.
But my hand is on one side of my face, so now I'm whispering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
it's whispering.
I will point out that you were blocking your mouth from Holly's view, which means you were
whispering
to
me.
Her.
Right. Yeah,
and
no, I'm
not
I'm,
speaking to me, who can clearly see your lips moving.
Yeah, of course.
No,
and your mouth.
She's keep. Ben.
I'm sorry. It was funny in my head.
No, Ben.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm going to roll up a newspaper.
And politely ask me to dinner again?
No.
Oh, wow.
That's not I don't know what the newspaper's
that's not,
for.
That's
that
not
context.
What newspaper's for. I guess to give you something to do?
Well,
I don't
maybe
know.
I got the rolled up newspaper.
Oh, no.
It's not read it.
If he's reading the newspaper, you're doing it wrong. unless it's the back page of the LA Express. Guys, gotta reboot one more time. They explain that how important criminology is, and this is where Robin turns into Batman's yummy noises lady. Like if this was an infomercial, Robin would be better. Know how much does it cost?
Oh my god! Do you think that's what it says on the call sheet?
Robin's
yummy noises lady for infomercials.
I've heard it actually. The first time I ever heard that was when I was taking a writing class in Second City, and one of my fellow classmates referred to that person as that. And then I heard it other places as well. So it may not be the official title, but it's definitely
it's
a recognized
name.
It's
perfect. It's,
yeah.
You know exactly who we're talking about.
But yeah, so Batman says criminology is really important, and Robin does the yummy noises thing. And goes, yeah, we've caught more criminals in the lab than out of the lab, which I don't think is true.
And he says, if you order now, we'll also throw in a set of steak knives.
Yes, exactly. Aye. And they then explained that with their bat hair analyzer, they were able to tell that the red hair came from a man who was about 6'3", with red hair, a deep voice, and hay fever. Meanwhile, Catwoman's baritone henchman who's sitting next to her,
Pen,
is sliding lower and lower in his chair going, what do I do? And she tells him to make a break for it. And she's going to use her remote-controlled cat radio to ring the bell. Has anybody been to a college class that actually had a dismissal bell?
No.
Because it wouldn't make sense. College classes don't happen at uniform times.
Maybe they do in Gotham.
Because maybe it's a community college and it's literally just high school plus.
No, but they have, said GCU.
Yeah, and they have dorms and sorority houses and such.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is Catwoman the only person in that sorority? Because
it's clearly the basement of that sorority.
Yeah.
Clearly the basement of the sorority?
I think it actually said that.
Did they? Okay.
In the description.
We
were too caught up in the name, though. We got too excited about this.
Yeah, we had to rewind, so we made sure it was actually Ada Beta Latka.
And I really want latkes now. They're so good.
They are. Speaking as a Jew, I can say that. You two can't.
I've never had them, so I can't.
You haven't? What? Okay, right. We're fixing this.
Yeah, we gotta change that.
Alright, we'll have a... Hey, everybody, we're gonna have a Jew day. And we'll have latkes, and we'll have Humantaschen, and we'll have, we won't have Manischewitz, because Manischewitz isn't very good.
Is no. Ben politely asking us to dinner?
Yeah, he
is. More like a light brunch. You know what? I was trying to think of what it might mean, and I got nothing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing. So
if you have ideas on what it means,
right? Send your ideas to Julie Taymor, care of Bono and the Edge. They,
oh, dude, so I really need to get happening. That Gmail.
the bell rings, and the class gets up and starts to leave. Catwoman then says, hey, Batman, do you want to go hang out? This is your first chance to hang out with me where we're not trying to kill each other. And Batman says, sure. And Robin goes, don't you think it might be a trap? Which is really Robin saying, I'm super jealous right now.
Don't leave me.
Which, you know what? Don't mean to jump ahead a tiny bit. But Catwoman and Batman actually bring up on their date that Robin is going to be super jealous. This is where Batman says, I'm only going to go out on a date with her to find out what she's up to, which is totally not true.
No.
He's like, this girl is a way hotter piece than you are, Robin. Gotta go.
Aw, poor Robin.
So they're in, I guess...
He's sitting there and goes, he'll be back.
They're in the student union, I guess, having their soda. Or mm-hmm. it was a milkshake, but they referred to it as a soda later.
I note that that's a milkshake, not a soda.
There you go, see?
That is, after sharing a milkshake, stop talking into each other's faces. That's a milkshake, not a soda.
Yeah, my note is both straws is my note for this scene, because that's what I noticed.
Oh my gosh.
And then we find out Robin comes running in to interrupt their date and explains that they've been had. An imposter has robbed a supermarket dressed as Batman, mm-hmm. which, God damn it, why didn't YouTube exist back then? Because I would watch that video all day and all night.
Yeah.
In fact, Holly, I'm going to get a bat suit and you're going to go and you're going to videotape me robbing a supermarket because I think it would be amusing.
Okay.
She doesn't seem down for it, people. This is where we meet Captain Courageous from Los Angeles.
He's the worst.
Who runs in to arrest Batman. When Batman says, it couldn't have been me, I've been here having a soda with Catwoman the entire time, Catwoman says, it's true, I can vouch for him. And Captain Courageous, who has just apparently not recognized Batman at all, then says, why would I trust a 50-time loser like you? Why does he know who Catwoman is?
But he has no idea. He has no idea who Batman is.
What? Yeah. That actually annoyed me.
Yeah.
This is where Robin says, "Here's a dime. Call Commissioner Gordon." And Captain Courageous says, "No, you only get one phone call to your lawyer."
False. That's not how the phone
call
works.
You can call. Yeah.
Also, hold on. Because then Batman says, okay, yeah, make the call to my lawyer. And, you know, he has like a cheeky reference to Alfred that's super incognito.
Law firm is Alfred and Alfred that he wants Robin to call. Robin doesn't get it.
No, but here's my problem. Robin doesn't have one phone call. Robin isn't getting arrested. He could make as many calls as he wanted to.
That's true.
On Batman's behalf.
That's true.
That really bothered me. Really bothered me.
We find out, while Batman is being hauled off to jail, we find out that Catwoman is planning a huge student demonstration in Chime Square.
Is that good?
It's perfect.
Okay.
In Chime, we are having a writer's room for carefully composed text messages right now. That's what's perfect, everybody. Not the fact that they called it Chime Square, which bugged the hell out of me.
Yeah.
While that's going on, Batman's sitting in a jail cell, and his lawyer, who's Alfred, but introduces himself as Serge Tort.
Saying it now. That's my point of name.
Yeah, right, Serge Tort.
Serge,
right.
Tort. It's perfect.
Can I politely ask you out for a Serge Tort? Is that...
That's the dessert that she was referring to.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. some clams for dinner and a nice Serge Tort for dessert.
Oh, Ben, why?
Why? Because I am disgusting. And they then start switching clothing.
Yes.
Really inconspicuously, like you would never notice. Except for the fact that they're really switching clothing. And then we cut to what I found very interesting, which is we cut to Alfred in the Batsuit, which I truly love, except now that I'm an adult, I realize just how sickly looking Alfred is in the Batsuit, and it's kind of sad. Holly now has the email address, Julie Taymor, C-O, Bono, and The Edge. So... if you want to get a hold of Holly, at gmail.com, if you want to get a hold of Holly, that's how you do it now.
The best.
And
I've never been more proud of myself, guys.
I'm really proud of you right now.
Me too.
And Alfred's in the bat suit, but when they cut over to...
I think I'm going to get a Google Plus account for it.
I love this idea. When we cut back, Bruce is now perfectly disguised as Alfred.
Yeah.
So there's now two Alfreds in the jail cell.
You think they got his cousin?
Yes.
Yes. Alfred has a cousin.
He does?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's not very reliable. He was taking bribes. But it was in that moment when I realized that the man who plays Alfred is an actor and not just Alfred. And I know that sounds like a really weird thing for a grown woman to believe, but I wasn't thinking about it until he had to play somebody else and I got confused. Not confused, I knew, but it wasn't okay.
And we had a conversation about, yeah, it's Adam West as Bruce Wayne in Batman, and it's Burt Ward as Dick Grayson. And then, but it's Alfred.
It's Alfred.
Well, and also he's playing two separate characters. It's not like, I don't know.
Yeah, but until that moment, he was only Alfred.
Only Alfred ever. Yeah. Yeah.
We then cut to Commissioner Gordon's office again. And Captain Courageous, man, I hate saying that name, walks in and explains very proudly that he had a great first day. He arrested some clown named Batman.
What did Kamish call him?
A ninny, and it made me
sad. Okay, that's what I'm like. It was either a nincompoop or a ninny, and I couldn't remember.
Yeah, he calls him a ninny.
Calls him a ninny, tells him to release Batman at once, and Captain Courageous goes, but. And then Commissioner Gordon, and we all loved this, told him he does an excellent impression of a motorboat.
He was, and like, dry.
Oh, yeah.
It was so well good. Well delivered. It was so good.
It was excellent.
Can I read my note?
Yeah, please do.
Motorboat jokes. Good work, Kamish.
Well, if there's anything Kamish likes to do, it's motorboat. And they...
politely ask people to dinner.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
Oh my god, I got so mad.
This is where he tells... Did he tell Captain Courageous this? That he did a terrible job, but he gives him an E for effort?
No, he told Bruce Wayne that he was horrible parole officer.
Yeah. But he gives him an E for effort. Like, aw, Bruce gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
This is where we find out that Batman has escaped and tied up a lawyer in his place. First of all, that's not what happened at all. Alfred was not tied up in any way, shape, or form.
Maybe Alfred tied himself up.
He's
into it.
Ew.
He's into it.
That is weirder than people not being able to tell that Alfred isn't Batman when he's in the Batsuit.
I don't think so.
Do you think Alfred was pulling a David Carradine in the
police? That's not okay, Ben. We don't joke about that. It's very sad. Man was just trying to get his rocks off, and then he died. How would you feel?
Dead. Sorry.
Best part is the audience, all tens of you, don't know that Amanda and I just looked at each other and shrugged to that comment.
They can't see this?
They cannot see us.
That's so weird.
They can't see us through their ear parts. Maybe if we talked into each other's mouths, they would be able to.
No, if you talked into their eyeballs, they'd be able to see us.
That's almost worse.
That's pretty bad. Sorry.
I know we're not supposed to get political, but have you seen this? This is like a year old now. The pictures of Donald Trump. Where they replaced his eyeballs with his mouth, and it's almost indistinguishable.
Yeah, no. Nightmare fuel.
That's not political, Ben. That's just topical.
Like ointment?
Yeah.
And they, this is where Commissioner Gordon says yay for our prison system not working at all and people being able to easily escape.
Yeah.
Because he's super happy that Batman got out.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin are now... in the Batcave. Sorry, what'd I miss?
The commish hangs up with Bruce Wayne, and then it goes into the study. And
oh, right. And he talks on the bat phone to somebody who sounds suspiciously like Bruce Wayne.
Same but voice. What is wrong with you? It makes me insane. You literally just talked to him.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, hold on. My good friend Batman is here. Let me put him on the phone. Hello, Commissioner. I have a completely different voice than the person you're just talking.
Batman, can you bring Holly back? She's supposed to be on the podcast right now.
Man.
This is where they're using the Bat computer, which is spitting out its cards, to go through all the cat-themed things that are happening in Gotham at that night.
It's actually a really useful function on the Bat computer.
It's the most useful function I've seen so far.
I don't know. Sometimes you can just put a thing on the screen and it'll... and analyze it.
That's true.
The only one of these that I wrote down is the fact that the band the Lions and the Tigers are playing at Spey Stadium.
Yeah.
That made me almost as unhappy as Chime Square, but it got a few extra points because it was super duper punny. So I gave it...
What?
I don't get it.
Spey
Stadium. Shea Stadium in New York. Mm. Yeah, and Spey Stadium because it's Lions and Tigers, so it's cat themed. Have your pets spayed and neutered?
It means tie the tubes of the lady part.
No, no. That I understood.
Okay.
I don't... I'm not familiar with this stadium in New York.
Mm. Shea Stadium is where the Mets play.
Is that baseball?
Yes.
Mm, definitely don't care.
It's also where the Beatles did their last concert.
Oh, okay.
We also found out that the last
thing... I know you said Beatles, but I heard bagels.
Yes.
And that was a much more interesting vision in my head. They rolled out on stage. I'm tired, guys.
This is also where we find out that the Batagonian cat's eye opals get traded on this day every year.
I have nothing to say about that, Ben.
Catwoman, we then cut to Catwoman's lair where she's explaining her plan that she's going to lead this protest to distract people so she can... I think she's stealing the cat's eye opals. I think she's stealing the opals themselves.
I think so, too.
Which are supposedly bad luck.
I've decided that I think so.
And we then cut to the protest, which is full of stock footage.
Mm-hmm.
All and the stock footage.
The stockiest footage of all, man. That was...
You calling them fat?
That was... Yeah. It was, like, black and white almost.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And Catwoman is leading them in a protest of nothing in particular.
No.
Like, she tells them almost, I think almost verbatim, that the only way to get them to respect our rights is to tell them what they are. Which is kind of... You know, it seems very much like a millennial protest in that we're mad about something, but you guys figure it out.
I don't know who it was, but have you seen the thing where the chick goes, as a millennial, I don't like
that labels? That is Tommy Lauren, and she is a right-wing nutcase. I almost said a very dirty C word about her.
Let's not do that.
She is angry and unkind and unpleasant, and she was talking with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. Mm. And the look of...
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Trevor Noah getting dick slapped by irony is honestly the only way I can describe that.
But
look.
He found the humor in that.
Oh, like, yeah. He turned it right around on her.
Oh, so good.
But it was just... It's very rare that you see a comedian that smooth... Honestly left speechless for a good few seconds, but he took a moment because he did not know how to process or respond for a second. But yes, she's awful. Don't look her up and don't engage. This is where I wrote Buzzkill Batman, because Batman just tells all the protesters, you know what? Stop it and go home.
Yeah. It is past and your then, curfew.
And then they all go, aww.
Yeah. Way to kill the mood, Batman. This is where we then cut to Catwoman on top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says we better get to the elevators. And then she's on top of the building with a coffee billboard that is clearly going to be something in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And Batman and Robin start climbing the building. We have a cameo? We have a cameo. I went Canadian for a second there, eh?
Oh, I thought he was supposed to be Russian.
Oh, comrade?
He was a cameo.
Oh, I like
cameo.
It. Yeah, that's not bad, not bad.
Thank you.
And the classy ladies wear those, right? And we have a cameo from Art Linkletter, who is a famous game show host of the 50s and 60s. I will admit that I did not recognize him on site, and I did look it up to find out exactly who it was.
Good job, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that somebody would ask me during that, who is that? So they're on top.
I just got called out.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
No, I figured, I mean, when he started talking about a game show, I was like, oh, he was a game show host. It's not like sometimes where they're just like, no mention, you're supposed to know who this person is. And I'm like, I don't know.
Or when it's a scary drunk Santa. Oh, yeah, there was a really, like, actually, disturbingly drunk Santa.
You would have nightmares.
Where? Why?
He popped out of a window. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And they treated him like the real Santa.
No.
Yes.
I did not say anything.
You looked it, though. You talked from your eyeballs just then.
I thought very loudly.
That's true. Yes. Drunk Santa is a real person in Gotham. And they... Ooh, I got the death stare. A fully operational death stare.
Why are you confused?
I'm not.
Okay. You're just concerned because of Drunk Santa?
Yeah, okay. Really concerned.
Okay.
I'm going to write a children's book about Santa's intervention.
Tis the season, you guys.
Is it, does Rudolph do it, or the gnome, or elves? No, not gnomes, not gnomes.
Gnomes?
Underpants gnomes.
Gnomes and elves and all sorts of people. So Art Linkletter does his cameo. They're on top of the Chimes building, and then we have our onomatopoeia fight.
Zowie, zap, zam, kapow, boff, biff.
At the end of our onomatopoeia fight, Catwoman starts fake crying.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What are they going to bring her in on?
For inciting the demonstration, I think.
But that's not illegal.
It is without a permit.
Is that true?
Yeah. You need a permit, because they were clearly blocking traffic in Chimes Square. They would have needed a permit to shut down traffic.
Everything you said just lost all its credibility when you said Chimes Square.
Yeah.
That's am I wrong? That's exactly what happened.
I'm sorry, but that's a real place in Gotham.
Ben is being so hateful. So hateful!
Hate words.
Everybody stop saying jupe. You'll get there, Mandas. You'll get there.
She starts crying and then asks if she can take out her handkerchief because her mascara is running.
No, she did not.
She asked if she could take out her
catkerchief.
Oh, did she really?
Eyeshadow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore. And they,
Ooh, I'm going to watch Futurama when I get home.
They,
that sounds good.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Can we do Ramacast? Which sounds actually more only Indian than anything.
We can only do it during Ramadan, though.
Ramama Ding Dong?
No, that's our M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong podcast.
I thought that was our Grease podcast.
Oh, did I tell you I tried to watch Grease, too?
It's not easy.
No, it is difficult. It is difficult.
I've done it. I've watched it all the way through.
In one sitting?
In one sitting.
Whoa.
It's...
Did they have your eyes pried open, like in... Fuck, Kubrick movie. Orange is the New Black, which is not a Kubrick movie at all.
Ooh, Clockwork Orange is the New Black. That's a good one. I got to come up with that one for
that's your, a game. That's your before and after?
That's a game we play before and after, but with movie titles. But you have to get the person to guess the movie title by describing those, if those two movies were together. Combined?
Yes, I got it.
Oh my gosh.
So like, what is it?
Beatings in a Women's Prison take place to Singing in the Rain. That would be Clockwork Orange is the New Black. Because there's the famous scene in the guy who was in Caligula.
Nope.
British guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am the least helpful person.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think it is Malcolm McDowell is beating the guy to Singing in the Rain.
Sometimes we do weird ones.
Uh-huh.
Like, that aren't exactly two movies. Like, you know, dinosaurs that can scale walls and hop off of things.
Jurassic Parkour.
Oh my gosh.
You'd watch it.
I would watch
You'd
it.
You'd watch it. You would watch it all day. The first one I had ever heard was in college. Mm-hmm. A girl we went to college with. It was The Color Purple Rain.
All right. So I would watch that. I would at least give that one a shot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Batman and Robin, what are they doing? How did we even get here?
How did we get here?
Oh, her eyeliner.
The catkerchief.
Catkerchief, that's right. Catwoman then pulls out her bottle of knockout perfume.
So slowly.
So slowly.
So slowly pulls it out.
Yeah.
yes?
I was really mad when I wrote this.
What did you write?
Yeah, Stop letting her do things before you arrest her. As they were passing out, I was really mad at them for being
stupid. Why are you so stupid?
This is exactly, I was like, yeah, stop letting her do things. Holly, this is what you get.
Holly, I don't want to scare you, but this is a three-part episode. So there's a lot more of them stupidly letting her do stuff before they arrest her to come.
I'm really glad I finally found out what you wrote, though, because I could tell you got really mad all of a sudden. It's like, what is she writing?
She is now telling Catwoman exactly what she can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Because I was just so frustrated. I'm like, this could be... Just put handcuffs on her.
It could be over.
It could be so over.
It could have been over.
It could have been
over. We could all go home. 26 minutes and we're done. Come on, people.
Clean in, clean out, we're good.
But she had to do the, like...
Hey, there's no good in and out unless it's nice and dirty. And you politely ask her to dinner again.
Is that like when you get, like, extra spread on it, or...
Yeah, is that like animals style?
Ooh, yeah.
It's around,
like,
onions. It's not good if there's a little bit of relish in there. Unless there's a real...
Yeah, I was like, you want all the relish.
Oh, I really wanted In-N-Out.
I am too, all of a sudden.
I really wanted In-N-Out, but I was like, I gotta get home and podcast. I'm not gonna have time to wait in that line.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I wanted a hot dog on a stick, but there was no one in the hot dog on... Like, that hot dog stick's been closed since 1922.
And you had a ghost stromboli on a stick.
Yeah.
They abandoned it.
Okay, yes. It was very sad. There was a tumbleweed.
Uh-oh. Ben's broken.
Wait, hold on. Can I tell something really quickly?
Just the sad, cracked, slightly turned over lemonade container.
Yeah. And like me, like, in an oversized coat.
And just
with like just, a dollar and pennies.
And just
like,
just the tinker from Willy Wonka just rattling through the 4 foot wide.
Yeah.
Up the Eddy Mountain, down the rushing glen. You dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men. What? You see, nobody ever goes in, and nobody ever comes out. Have you ever noticed how long they hold that shot on him walking away over the cobblestones as his cart rattles? It's disturbing.
I have not.
We'll discuss it in Wonka Cast. It'll be fine.
Sidebar.
Wonka Cast?
Sidebar
to your sidebar.
No. Back to my sidebar. I went to my company's Christmas party last night.
Uh-huh.
And they were just serving hors d'oeuvres. And
you mean horse d'oeuvres?
Yes. And the guy comes over and he goes, oh, it's chicken. Like a chicken kebab type thing. Mm-hmm. And I go, are there nuts on that? And he's like, no. And then I go, And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, there's not like a nut on that. There is 1,000,000,000... That I thought it looked like breading,
right.
But it was all walnuts. And I'm like, well, hope I don't die today.
Wow.
Too bad I don't have $600 for that EpiPen.
Exactly.
Topical.
I've started yelling stage directions at home. Like, Scott will say something and be like, sarcastic. And he goes, could you not? He goes, that's a stage direction. And I went, disappointed! Living with us, this has to be weird. My poor brother.
He's
pretty weird, yeah.
Yeah.
So Batman and Robin get hit with the knockout spray. And
I was so angry.
I'd be angry too.
They are then...
You have to know when you're feeding people nuts.
Yeah, dude, no, also, you don't do
sorry
that.
To dwell on that for a second.
If you're going
to
put your nuts in Holly's mouth, let her know first.
Yeah.
And they...
At least invite her out. Politely at dinner.
Do you think, does it have to be first? Or?
I think it just needs to happen at some point in the evening.
Okay. Anyway.
That got really serious for a second.
Yeah, I know, we analyzed it like.
We went into a full sociological conversation for a second there. Anyway, they are then tied up into the coffee mug of the coffee billboard.
Which has real coffee in it. What kind of a billboard has real coffee in it? Sorry, I just got...
Skinny billboards, fat billboards, billboards that climb on rocks.
I That was kind of a deep cut. Like, yeah. I mean, it made sense, but it was kind of a deep cut.
Yeah. Okay. I dug deep for that one. I'm proud of it, though. I liked it.
Okay, anytime somebody asks me how many something, I go, one, two, three, and a bite. No idea what I'm talking about most of the time.
Like, I have ruined that particular bit for some of my friends.
Do that for me. I am quite happy with it.
I have equated "you never made it without biting" to politely asking people to dinner again.
No.
No. Ooh, you're gonna roll up that newspaper for me, baby?
Okay. I just remembered I have to be in line at In-N-Out right now. I'm gonna...
Oh my god, it sounds so good.
Well, you know... Sounds good. It really does. Are we all going to In-N-Out after this?
But I'm gonna go to the one by my house.
Yeah.
Or else I'm gonna be eating it in my car, and last time I ate in my car, I have never recovered a piece of lettuce from my e-brake. I don't know what happened. The lettuce fell down there, and I went to get it, and it just fell deep. Like, guess that's my life now.
Also, in my mind, it fell straight out the bottom of the car.
Well, my car does run off Flintstone power. So.
Yeah. I was hungry. It was. So they are. Meringue. They are in the coffee mug, which is getting real coffee poured into it.
Every minute.
Every minute. Once a minute. And she explained that she added...
Is Amanda's disappointment in that specific detail?
Well, she's still mad that it's pouring actual coffee.
I'm really mad about it. Where's the coffee? It's a waste of coffee.
Maybe I'm pretty leftover sure it's coffee. Recycled. Like a fountain where the water that pours into the cup then goes back into the percolator.
I mean, I guess that makes the most sense. I just...
Well, it's clearly not pouring over at any point, so...
Yeah.
What?
That would be so bad. All that hot coffee and all those protesters, those black and white protesters.
It'd be like boiling oil, just pouring. Oh, the Folgers Massacre of 1966.
Oh, no.
And the... She explains, Catwoman explains, that she's added a touch of sulfuric acid.
Wouldn't that ruin the coffee pot?
It would taste terrible.
Ben, no.
What?
Wouldn't it ruin the coffee pot, though?
What probably.
What do you put sulfuric acid in so it doesn't destroy that?
Beaker. Which I said specifically to make Holly sad for Beaker.
I did my Blue's Clues impression for Vicky the other day. She's like, that's really good. I'm like, yeah, I can do one. I got one. And it's blue. Like, nobody cares.
Good
for me.
I care.
Oh. It is really good.
It's really solid!
Anyway, they're about to be coffeed to death. And that is, unfortunately, the end of our episode. Batman and Robin.
But don't worry, there's two more parts to this one.
Yeah. Batman, do you think this... Wouldn't it be great if the second part was just Catwoman running wild while Batman and Robin were just sitting there, not getting killed because there's only a touch of sulfuric acid in the liquid, the brown water that they're getting... Then they're just kind of like...
You know what? It's worse obnoxious. If you think about it being brown water. I'd rather it be coffee.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But, like, shitty coffee. Like, the instant that, like, you stirred it into your coffee.
Yeah. The, like, yeah. Folgers.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Folgers you put through. Crystal.
Oh, the freeze-dried crystal. Yeah. So
The best part of waking up is Batman in your cup. And they,
Yeah.
So that's the end of our episode. Episode 84 is going to be Batman Displays His Knowledge, which both of the ladies on the podcast totally took as something dirty.
How dare you? Amanda and I would never.
Yeah, I never said that. I never said that.
No, you made dirty faces.
Prove it.
Ben.
It was a moth.
This. And then,
have we told this story when Nick was on the podcast, the moth story? I'm not going to tell it until Nick is on so he can get mad at me.
We should invite Nick back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We can have him on next week and just tell the Moss story for 90 minutes. And they...
I'm okay with that. And the clown story.
And the clown story.
No.
I was so sad.
It is sad.
Hey, I achieved my goal. It just told me that I was standing, even though I have not stood for literally 1 hour because I'm looking at the time code. Anyway.
Twice when I was in Vegas, my Fitbit went off that I'd met my goal when I was lighting a cigarette.
My favorite.
This is a while ago, but.
My favorite is when I reach my calorie burning goal while I'm eating.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done that.
That's the best. Amanda, thank you for coming on the podcast again. Is there anything you would like to plug?
A lamp, a toaster.
A butt.
I'm particularly partial. Oh, Ben.
It's a bunny tail.
And then... No, Ben, no. I know that story now. I'm not okay with it.
Okay. Oh, poor Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. And... Which are the name of my three henchmen.
Okay. No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
For your fellatio hornblower. Yes. Yeah. And Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail.
Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail. I was about to say come to me, but that would just be
I watched that thought die in your brain. That was really interesting.
Yeah, that one actually hit a brick wall. That one was like boom.
No, I don't have anything. I'm gonna go home and plug in my Christmas tree. That's what I've got at the moment.
You can find Holly at underscore awkward blonde,
which is super awkward now
because she is a redhead.
Very red.
Yeah,
I'm more maroon than anything right now.
It's fantastic.
What a maroon. And
I'd be mad, but it was funny.
You're welcome. Only when it was funny. And they,
It's the same color as Ben's shirt.
Things are getting pretty hairy now. And they, Aw, you just died a little, didn't you? See what I did there? You just died a little? Died a little? Anyway, they,
Man, I need that pen. And an alibi.
And that rolled up newspaper. And they, and you can also email Holly at Julie Taymor, C-O, Bono, and the Edge at gmail.com.
I'm so excited about this.
You want to find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can find it at Batmania66. You can also send the podcast an email at Batmania66mail@gmail.com. We will see you guys next time for episode 84. Same cat time, same cat channel.